Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
So many huge hits for Gary Allen over the years. I mean, nothing on but the radio comes to mind first for me. Always loved that one. Smoke Rings in the Dark, of course, Man to Man. Watching Airplanes, Every Storm Runs Out of Rain, Right Where I Need to Be. I could go on and on. Gary's with us on this podcast. Hey.
Hey, Cody.
Yo, Gary.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Seriously, like, it's been forever. I thought I was, like, missing other people during the pandemic, but I feel like I haven't seriously had a conversation with you in a long time.
It has been a while. It's hard to even put time on things now because we lost the, like, 16 months. So even when you say it was like a year ago, you're like, no, we lost that year.
Right. Well, I'm excited to talk to you, not only because you're a cool guy, but also this album is so freaking amazing.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate shit out of that.
It's called Ruthless, and it's been 8 years. So tell me about the time between the last project and now, and why was now the right time to bring this?
This is kind of the accumulation of, I would say, three separate projects. I had went in and recorded an album and turned it in, and the singles that I thought should be singles, they didn't really hear as singles, which happens sometimes. We went back in and cut again, and that first time I did it by myself with my road band, and that's the What I Can't Talk About and Little Glass of Wine, stuff like that. Mm. And then we went back in with Jay Joyce, and I cut again, and we released a song, it was before that we released Hangover Tonight. Bottom line, when we got the second project out, that was kind of right in the middle of that bro country thing. Mm. And just didn't know how we were going to fit into that format. So we just kind of dragged our feet until some of that went away.
Yeah.
And then, there's kind of a 90s trend that was starting to happen. And I thought, man, let's go put back the band that we had that we did Smoke Rings with and get Mark Wright and Tony Brown and go right at the heart of that 90s thing. And that's what we did on this.
You definitely can sense that and feel that. And yet it also sounds completely modern. I mean, it sounds 2021. And you know what I love is the meatiness of all these lyrics. I mean, like, Slide caught me right off the bat with that Roses and Thorns, Halos and Horns. I mean, when a lyric catches me and I think, oh my God, why hasn't someone written that before, put that together before? Like, it's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah, and the cool thing was I've never had this many songs to choose from. I've always cut 13 songs and put out 11 of them, but I think I cut 28 or 30 songs over all this time. So to go back and pull 13, I feel like it made for a really strong album. Really excited for people to hear this.
The album cover has a skeleton cowboy riding a skeleton horse, which nothing says badass more than that does. I like it a lot. The title is Ruthless. So tell us about the title and why that word, what it means to you.
You know, when I always pick titles for the albums, I always just picture what looks good on a shelf. Because I grew up in music stores where you're walking around picking up records and looking at them and reading them. And Gary Allen Ruthless just rings with me.
And what does Ruthless mean to you? Why does that fit you?
Ruthless. that's somebody that gets what they want at all costs. Ruthless.
And maybe sex at all costs. Actually, the song on there. I thought Alcohol was so clever from Brad Paisley back in the day, and this song called Sex on there actually never says the word, but you know exactly what you're talking about from the first lyric, talking about, you know, it'll take you to a bar, it'll take you to the moon, and then I loved In a One-Horse Town, it'll keep you in the closet. I mean, all these things that are just
super
so
clever.
I know you write most of your own stuff. Did you write that one, or who?
I didn't write that. That's Shane McAnally.
Mm.
And he is such a chameleon. He writes for everybody, and he's got his hand in everything. But I tested that song on the road, playing it acoustically for a long time, and it just goes over huge. Every lyric in there makes me smile. And I want all the DJs on the planet to say, "And this is Sex with Gary Allen."
I can't wait to say it. I know some of these songs came from over the pandemic, like you mentioned. So did you have a lot of extra time to sort of sit and consider, you know, the songs and music differently?
Yeah. You know, the first part of the pandemic, I was just kind of in a funk and just kind of hid at my house and didn't go out. I was washing my vegetables and spraying down my groceries and like everybody else. And then eventually one of my buddies that has a boat talked me into getting on an airplane and flying out there. So I spent the last few months out there just fishing and cruising around, and it kind of brought a little sunnier side to the end of this thing for me. But you know what? It ended up being a good thing for me. My family is a lot tighter. You know, things like that. All the relationships got a lot better just because I've never been home this much. So.
Yeah. And how
it was a good thing for me.
For me too. I spent a lot of time doing things that I had not taken time for over the 10, you know, whatever years before of just traveling nonstop. You've got, like me, kids who are grown now. I think all your kids are grown up.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed over the past year getting to know them, you know, as they've gotten older. You know, we bonded in some ways that I don't think we had time to before. So how about you, as with grown-up kids, have you learned something from them over the past little while?
Yeah, big time. Our bond just got tighter. My oldest daughter works for me. I have a jewelry company, so she works at my house in my shop every day. And just being able to be around them. I have a granddaughter that's 13. And, you know, I taught her how to wake surf and all these. Yeah, just the amount of time that I never had, because I, like you, was always on the go, always missing the birthdays, always missing something. And to just have, you know, I've never had that kind of time in my life, just to sit around and just to be with people. I think for everybody, your relationship either just got worse and you kicked them out, or it just got a lot better.
Tell me about the jewelry company. I know you've been doing that for a little while. What's the name of it, and how can people get a hold of it?
You get it on GaryAllen.com. It's Gary Allen Custom Jewelry is the name of my company. And we do everything from like engagement rings to, you know, custom skulls to I do like lyric beads for all my songs. We put out probably 100, 200 pieces a month. It's definitely a full-time job for my daughter, and I get in there when I can.
And when you're not doing that, you're making a new line of whiskey as well, I understand. Is it called Weed Whiskey? Is that right?
Weed Cellars. We've got like 7 or 8 different wines from Napa Valley. We have a Prosecco from Italy. We have a killer bourbon, and we're about to release a vodka that's from Italy, too. But it's all just under the same brand, Weed Cellars.
I'm a vodka fan, so bring it. I'll accept a free bottle anytime.
Yeah.
When you're not making music, who are you listening to?
Yeah, I usually listen to like Frank Sinatra on Pandora. I listen to 80s country. And then after that, it would just be playlist, which would have everything from Frank Sinatra to Merle Haggard to the Counting Crows to, you know, Rehab, all of it.
I know you're back at it on the road doing concert stops all across the country over the next few months. So where's that stand right now?
I have done 5 shows so far, and I'm doing a free show here in Nashville on Friday, and then we leave immediately from there to play in Fort Worth. And then I don't have another weekend off probably for the rest of the year.
You've got, like I mentioned earlier, such a huge collection of songs. When you're making that set list, I can only imagine that it's difficult. So how do you decide what songs to include and not?
We have to make our set list like that first. I always want to play all the new music, and then, you know, but you can't go out and play 10 songs that nobody's heard. Otherwise, you'll be taking out 10 hits. So, you know, The Right Where I Need to Be, Every Storm Runs Out of Rain, Her Man.
Uh-huh.
There's just no way to, I always end up making a set list, and then we go play it once, and then I go, it's not going to work. And then we change 3 songs every year. So I put 3 of the new one in there on this year, and that's probably as much change as it's going to get, because nobody wants to hear me sing songs they've never heard.
Your signature song may, in fact, be on this new Ruthless album. It's that good. But when you think about the signature song that you'll be remembered for forever, what comes to mind?
Probably Every Storm Runs Out of Rain or Right Where I Need to Be.
Good choices.
Smoke Rings in the Dark.
Oh, yeah, Smoke Rings. Yeah, you play that every show too, right?
Songs About Rain, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of them that you just have to play.
Man, I'm just such a fan. Love what you do. And like I said, Ruthless is the new album out now, and it's incredible. So people need to check it out. Thank you again for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Thanks.
This has been CodyCast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.